All right.
Morning, Ms. Nichols.
Good morning, Chairman Draper and members of the board. My name is Sarah Nichols, and I'm the Sustainable Maine Director for the Natural Resources Council of Maine. And what I'm about to say is the whole truth and nothing but the truth. Don't get to say that very often. I really appreciate the opportunity to speak in support of the citizen petition to restrict the amount of out-of-state waste from being disposed of in Maine's publicly owned landfills and to provide standing, justice, and equal protection to the communities that are most impacted by the state's licensing and permitting decisions. So my understanding of the state's rationale in acquiring Juniper Ridge Landfill with that three-way deal between Georgia-Pacific and Casella was to have the legal authority to prevent it from being filled with out-of-state waste. The intention being to extend the operating lives of Maine's landfills and lessen the need to expand or site new landfills in the state, thereby proactively protecting these assets for the people of Maine. However, unfortunately, the state did not extend that foresight into the laws, rules, and operating service agreement with the landfill operator at Juniper Ridge. And as a result, this landfill is being filled with an unacceptable amount of out-of-state waste. So for instance, the landfill operator has consistently applied for and been permitted by the state to increase tonnage limits and expand the license capacity to accommodate a growing volume of waste, much of it from beyond Maine's borders. And as a result, the fill rate has increased 32% since 2012, and the 2017 disposal amounts were 40% higher than the maximum amounts anticipated when the state acquired the landfill. And then we have this 90-90 issue that Mr. Duchesne mentioned. Based on his 2019 annual report, 91% of the tonnage that came into Re-Energy in Lewiston came from Massachusetts or New Hampshire. And then it sent an astounding 93% of the waste, or 220,018 tons, to Juniper Ridge in some form or another. For reference, that's no small amount. It's about 27% of the total tons disposed of at JRL that year. This is not an off year. This is business as usual. So that's really the problem. So I understand that Maine does not have a legal mechanism to prevent our commercial solid waste processing facilities from accepting out-of-state waste. And we recognize that these facilities need to dispose of bypass and residue in a landfill. However, we believe that commercial solid waste facilities should not be permitted to dispose in publicly owned landfills like JRL more tons of waste than they take in from true Maine-based sources. I believe that this would be a fairer way to define in-state waste that targets only the biggest offenders. Further, Maine has a duty to avoid discriminatory practices against communities that may be located near a waste disposal facility. So NRCM is in full support of adding the proposed definitions of environmental justice and equal protection to the Chapter 400 rules, and with it, a new fifth public benefit determination standard that takes them into account. This proposed language serves as an appropriate companion to the existing standard that protects the business interests. So don't get me wrong, we're sympathetic and concerned about the jobs associated with importing out-of-state waste and disposing of it in our state-owned landfills. But NRCM believes that the concerns and protections of communities surrounding JRL and other landfills deserve at least equal consideration as the businesses that are impacted by the licensing and permitting decisions. Adding these two definitions in the fifth standard is the very least we can do to help protect the health and livelihood of the people living downwind and downstream from the landfills. And there's a lot more we can do throughout all of our statutes and rules, but this is a meaningful first step that I believe makes total sense. So in summary, NRCM believes that the state has failed to protect Juniper Ridge, which is an asset for the people of Maine. This failure has opened the door for businesses to now, unsurprisingly, explore our state's weak protections in order to profit from accepting out-of-state waste, which is accelerating the fill rate at JRL. This outcome is negatively impacting the health and welfare of the communities adjacent to the landfill and is antithetical to the intent of the state landfill ownership. We believe it's the state's responsibility to right this wrong and prevent this problem from continuing at JRL or other state-owned landfills in the future. And like Kat Taylor just said, this issue is not going away. So we fully support the proposed definitions for environmental justice and equal protection and the incorporation into public benefit determination standards. And I do believe that we can amend the definition of in-state waste such that solid waste processing facilities cannot dispose of more waste in our publicly owned landfills than they take in from true Maine-based sources. So with that, we'll end. And thank you very much for your time and your consideration. And I'm happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Ms. Nichols. Any questions from board members? Yes, Mr. Pelletier, then Mr. Duchesne.
Thank you, Ms. Nichols. Is there any suggestions you might have to how to enumerate or quantify this environmental justice issue? It's, it says, It's something that I think everybody's interested in, but it's like, how do we enumerate that? How do we have a standard here that we can all follow and agree on?
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad you asked that because the commentary about that earlier, honestly, I'm a little confused by it because say the other public benefit determination standards that are there now, you know, that the application would have to follow the state solid waste management hierarchy. It has to take into account business interests. None of those have a quantifiable aspect to it, like written into the rule. So I'm not sure why with this particular standard, we would need those added things. I do think that we should have measurements. I think some of the ideas that Hillary mentioned at the beginning, you know, looking at the, you know, the income of the people surrounding the landfills, the, you know, other socioeconomic factors, actually having testing done around the area, those kinds of things so that we can have those numbers to that's excellent. But I just don't see why that would prevent adding this to the public benefit determination standards now, I guess. Hopefully that's helpful.
Just wrestling. Thank you.
Oh, yep. All set, Mr. Pelletier. You're good.
All set. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Mr. DeShane.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. I will follow up with what Mr. Pelletier was talking about. And the thorny issue the board will have to wrestle with is what authority do we have in order to make a rule like this to accept it? Because you're as familiar as anybody is with the difference between statute and rule. Rule simply implements statute. And can we create standards in rule that don't exist in statute? When we talk about public benefit determination, that exists in statute. When we talk about many of the other things you mentioned, they exist. The language actually exists in statute. But environmental justice and equal protection don't exist in Title 38. So where do we get the authority?
No, that's... So you're saying, so all of the, you know, looking at the rules, all of those definitions and everything that's in the rules come directly from statute. Is that correct?
That is what I believe. I would have to go back and check every one of the rules out, but yes.
Right. So there's nothing in there that's not in the statute. Yeah, I wish I had I might defer to Melanie to describe how that process is better than I could. But if, you know, I think that if the board, you know, believes that these changes need to occur and support them, I would hope that, you know, even if it's not legally or it's feasible to do it through this method, that I urge you to continue to push this in whatever legal form it needs to take. I guess that's my
answer. Yeah, there has been some angst from the board about how do you make a quantifiable standard, something that an applicant would know they can meet, what, you know, whether it's numerical or whatever. And that's really pretty fuzzy on equal protection and environmental justice. But then so is public benefit. So there is some squishiness in statute and in rule. It does require a certain amount of judgment on the part of the department and also the board. It's not a finite black or white thing. So those exist. So really what I'm primarily looking for, and people may want to comment on this after the hearing is over, is where on earth do we get the authority to actually put these concepts into rule when they're not in statute?
Right. Yeah, that part I don't know. But like you said, this doesn't seem any more squishy or open to interpretation than the other standards do, in my opinion. It seems that they're on par with the other standards and deserve to be in there.
So I have one question, and I apologize. I must have missed it. You were referring to some sort of standard or definition about the facility can't have more out-of-state waste than they have in-state waste. And again, I apologize. I missed that. Can you go back and just reiterate what you said there and point was? I'm sorry.
That's my bright idea about how to deal with this out-of-state waste issue. So say we were talking before about the definition now has that and what was trying to happen with 401 was that 50% of 50% and trying to tick away at just how much is an acceptable amount of out-of-state waste to allow to go into Juniper Ridge. So I guess that was, to me, that makes more sense than picking an arbitrary number like 50% or 50% of 50%. It's more like, let's say PERC is taking in, you know, 30% of, I don't have no idea what they're taking it from out of state, from out of state waste is 30%. So out of their total tonnage, you know, they shouldn't be able to send more to Juniper Ridge than that 30%, you know, than what they take in from main base sources. Does that make sense?
Yeah, so I wanted to clarify that the standard would be on the processing facility. You weren't necessarily talking about the landfill. It was the right. processing facility.
Right.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. Any other questions from board members? Seeing none, Ms. Loizam.
Yes.